I found. Do you follow Ilya Ilyin on Instagram?
No.
He's a Kazakh weightlifter.
Okay. No.
He's fucking hilarious. But what's funny about him is he's like hands down, pound for pound, probably the strongest man in the entire world.
Damn.
At least when it comes to Olympic weightlifting. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't like. He obviously doesn't train for like body composition, so he's not fat. He just looks like shit. He looks dumpy. He looks like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of built. He's
just wearing sweats all the time.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between him and like, you know, like a guy that just loads the back of a fucking garbage truck. Yeah. You know. And he's like balding all shitty and like, he's from Kazakhstan, so his tastes and things are retarded.
Yeah, of course.
But
he has, I would love to see his like going out pics.
Yeah. No, it's all that shit. You know, like fucking Puma track pants.
Yes.
And a polo on
and
top.
And a silk polo.
Yeah. And then like a headband, like a tie dye headband. But he has a picture of him in the Joker makeup.
His thumb is like 3 inches
wide. Wait, him in what? The Joker?
He has like Joker makeup. Now the guy with the 3-inch wide thumb is Denis Cyplenkov.
Oh, the yeah.
Who is like the Russian? He's a bodybuilder, but he's like one of the like number one arm wrestling guys.
Ooh,
he couldn't beat Larry the Cable Guy. That's for sure.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy
snap his fucking arm.
Yeah, there's a video of Ilya Ilyin, Dmitry Klokov, and then another guy, and they're in Long Island City. They came in. They're like going to some CrossFit in Long Island City or something, and all of them live in like. Former Soviet, like, you know.
Right. Just the worst
Klokov places. In Russia. Yeah.
How do they get that big just eating fucking cow meat and shit?
Well, it's not... You need the protein to, like, build muscle and get big. But as far as, like weightlifting goes, strength is, like, mostly neurological, and it is a sport. So it requires, like, coordination and then, like, optimizing your mechanics of how quickly you move the weight up your body.
Gotcha.
So, like, a lot of that is they're just, you know, they are very strong, but they're better at, like, doing it than, you know.
But, dude, how the fuck do they get nutrients? Isn't like, Georgia, isn't it just, like, a bunch of canned
You should
shit?
See what the fucking Chinese weightlifting team eats. They eat, like, fucking General Tso's chicken and bullshit ramen, like, top ramen and stuff. There's, like, videos
Damn, that sounds tight.
Yeah, those Chinese guys, like, Liu Xiaozheng and shit, eating lunch, and it's, like, garbage. But those guys are fucking jacked because they do bodybuilding stuff in addition to, you know, their regular.
I can't wait to be jacked, dude. Any day now. Yeah. I've been doing push-ups.
Well, okay, so there's a video of them in Long Island City or whatever.
I've seen this video.
Yeah. I showed Adam. It's great. And they're all in, like, the car, and they're, like, you know, somebody's taping them, and it shows the backseat, and they're all dressed like idiots, you know, like track suits again, you know, like fucking... And, you know, they're, like, waving at the camera. They're like, what's up, you know? And Ilya, who, like, doesn't even speak English, he's like, what's up, nigga? Fucking. And then the camera moves away or whatever. And then in the comments on the YouTube video in, like, Russian, it says, like, Dmitry, nigga is a very offensive word in English. You need to tell Ilya that you can't say that. And then, and, like, Dmitry responded, like, in Russian, like, I will inform him.
That is so good.
Yeah.
That's the one word he picks up. He just gets that one immediately,
Yeah. Well, he's like muscle Borat. He doesn't fucking know anybody.
Right.
Yeah, talk about something for a second. I'll pull up his Instagram. Here he is doing the tire exercise.
Oh, man.
You know what I want to do? I want to sign up for Planet Fitness and then be like, okay, great, yeah, so I can start working out whatever. And they're like, yeah, and then just leave and come back with my own giant tire, just trying to get it through the door. They're like, sir, what are you doing? I'm like, excuse me, I was promised I could bring my giant tire in. Like, we actually never said that.
You're a lunk, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Stop bring trying
my
to
giant,
get jacked.
Bring my giant tire to yoga.
I love flipping giant tires, dude.
Felix
and
uses,
shit with a hammer.
Felix uses the battle ropes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, the
I was trying to joke around with him one time. I'm like, yeah, what are those dumbass ropes for? And he's like, yeah, I use them. And I was like, oh, all right, I guess they're cool. Or, you know, I mean, they're not weird. Or
you
not
feel,
a,
you probably
it's
feel
good
powerful
for, like,
as hell,
range
dude.
Of motion stuff.
It's probably good. It's, like, good cardio and probably a good workout for your shoulders or whatever. But
dude, you tell me you're not going to feel powerful, dude? Like, you're just fucking whipping some big-ass horses with that shit?
Yeah, I don't need to pay $45 a month to go... wave my arms.
Yeah,
fucking pose.
I use like a big rope and then I just pull us a Boeing 787 Dreamliner.
I instead of the ropes, I just bring my own extension cord to the gym and I just fucking whip it around all over the place. Sometimes I hit people, but they can't say shit because I'm working out, dude. I'm improving myself. And if you fucking criticize me after I brought my extension cord here.
A heavy ass one.
That dude Herschel Walker,
yeah,
who's absolutely jacked,
yeah,
has never lifted a weight in his life.
Well,
really?
That's how Bo Jackson was. Bo Jackson,
and
Bo Jackson never worked out, and he could fucking he could fuck your wife, Adam.
Yeah. Well, Herschel Walker has like a push up. Well, he can if he wants, but Herschel Walker has a push up and sit up regime. But one of the other things he does is he lives on like a farm somewhere, and he just has like a mountain of dirt. And he just takes a shovel and just moves the mountain of dirt to another location.
That's like what...
it's insane.
That's like a tall tale, like John Henry.
Yeah.
And he carried that ox until the ox was grown. And then he could lift the fucking... You know, he was strong, man. And he went around the country planting seeds. And those seeds grew up into the Transcontinental Railroad.